Welcome to Hebrew Club, Moedon Ivri, and I'd like to thank everybody for coming, and especially a public thanks to Tom Egger, my great colleague, for helping out the past 3 weeks. He has been a real help to me, so I appreciate it very much, Tom, and he even left me at a kind of interesting part in the narrative, if you guys will remember. We're going to start on verse 32. And remember, Saul and Samuel have had kind of the beginnings of their confrontation over Saul's activities. And so here's kind of the end of that story as we get to the end of 15 and then the beginning of 16. We pick it up, you know, kind of a different strain of what's going on. So we're going to start with verse 32. And again, I apologize for reading a little slowly. It's just that my eyes aren't what they normally are. So verse 32. Vayomer Shemuel, Hagishu Eli et Agag Melech Amalek. Okay, and Samuel said, Hagishu, what's the root? Common root.
Nagash.
And remember, this thing occurs in the Hiphil very commonly, to bring near. So this is a Hiphil imperative. So Samuel said, notice it's plural, bring Eli to me, Agag, the king of Amalek. All right, here we go. Vayelek Elav Agag Ma Danot Vayomer Agag Akein Sar Mar Hamavet. Okay. And he came to him, namely Agag. Now notice this word, Ma Danot. This is not one for your vocab cards, guys, because it only occurs once or twice in the Bible. And it's usually translated as bonds or fetters. There's the root Adan, if you will notice, that means to bind, and it occurs just a couple other times in the Bible, and in these other contexts it seems clear that that's what it means. So it's Agag came to him, and notice it's accusative, there's no preposition with it. As we've often seen in Hebrew narrative, you leave a preposition out where in English you have to supply it. So you'd say Agag came to him in chains or in bonds. And then Agag said, Akain, surely Sar Mar Hamavet. Notice that Sar is from what root?
Sur.
It's simple call, perfect third masculine singular from the hollow verb. And the subject is Mar. Surely the bitterness of death. Mar Hamavet. Surely the bitterness of death has passed. So a lot of translations will translate Vayomer as, and he thought. And that's possible in some context. See, so it's not like Agar actually said to Samuel, surely the bitterness of death is past. But I think the translation will go, and Agag thought, surely the bitterness of death is past. In other words, he's not going to die. Alright. Next verse 33. Vayomer Shemuel Kaasher Shiklanashim Harbeka. And Samuel said, Kaasher, just as. Now notice this word, shikla. Notice that this is a PL perfect third feminine singular. The shakal in the call means to be childless. In the PL, it means to make childless, to bereave of children. See, so you take them away. And the subject is harbeka, your sword. So here's what Samuel says. Just as your sword made nashim, made women childless. Now, and you'll notice here, Samuel here and in chapter 16 kind of talks in this kind of poetic way, you'll see. Because you'll notice how interesting it is. Just as your sword made women childless, Cain kishkal minashim emeka. Thus, now notice here's the call form, will be childless. Thus your mother, Emeka, will be childless, mithnashim, from among women. See, so notice how he plays with the PL and the call form here. Just as your sword made women childless, so your mother will be childless from among women. Well, you know what that means. That means he's going to get it. So here's the next verb. By Yesha, save Shemuel et Agag, Alifnei Yahweh Bagilgal. Okay, so here's another word not for your vocab cards, it occurs, I think, only here. So Samuel cut Agag in pieces. That's a PL from Shasaha. Alright, so Samuel cut Agag into pieces with Naiawi before the Lord at Gilgal. Alright. Any questions up to this point? Wow. Alright, good. Verse 34. Vayelech Shimuel haRamata. Then Samuel went to Ramata, to Ramah. Notice that this is Ramah plus a locative hay. And again, as we've seen, very commonly place names have a definite article. All right. Veshaul, while Saul, Allah, went up to Beito, to his house, Gibat Shaul, Gibeah of Saul. Right. So I have a map here, since Tom gave you guys such a cool map to look at last week. I want to show you this map as we get to chapter 16. That Ramah and Gibeah are very close, and then you'll also see on this map south of there Jerusalem. And notice that they're on the same highway. All right, and I think that becomes important for understanding what Samuel says in chapter 16 in regard to what he's supposed to do. So I'll just pass that map around as I'm reading. Okay. Verse 35 then, Velo yaseh Shemuel lirot et Shaul ad yom moto. And not did Samuel add to see. Notice that yasaf means to add. And here's a common idiom if you guys haven't run across this very much yet. Yasaf plus the infinitive. Notice that lirot is a simple call infinitive from ra'ah. So Samuel did not add to see. But in English idiom, you would make the infinitive the finite verb, and the yasaf an adverb. So it's like this: and Samuel did not see again. Yasaf did not see Saul again. Now, so notice that idiom, because you will see it all over the place. Ad yom, until the day of moto, his death. Until the day of his death. From the absolute form of mot is what? What would you find it in the dictionary without the, if you didn't have the suffix on the end of it? Mot? Mavet. Remember? Mavet. Until the day of his death. Key. Okay, now notice what the author adds here with the key clause. He hit Abel Shemuel el Shaul. But Samuel did mourn. Notice it hit Pael from Aval. But Samuel did mourn El Shaul over Saul, or for Saul. Okay? Va Yahweh Nicham ki Himli et Shaul al Yisrael. But Yahweh Nicham, notice that this is a Nifal form. This word occurs almost always, I can't say always for sure, but I think almost always in the Nifal. Nicham. Yahweh was sorry or regretted that Himli, he made Saul king. Notice that that's a Hifil from Malach. If this is the Hifil to make king, what would the call of Malach be?
To reign?
To reign or to be king. Right? So Yahweh regretted, and now notice the key is the object clause. He regretted what? He regretted that he made Saul king over Israel. Okay. Good. Any questions through chapter 15? Alright. Chapter 16 now. Verse 1. Vayomer Yahweh el Shemuel. Then Yahweh said to Samuel, Ad matai ata mit abel el Shaul. How long? Ad matai. How long? Now notice that you have ata, the pronoun, plus a participle. The hit pale of aval again. Called hit pale participle. How long are you going to mourn El Shaul over Saul? Ba'ani, and I, me'astiv, I have, what's the root of me'astiv? Can anyone see it?
Just ma'as.
Just ma'as, good. It's a simple call, perfect, first common singular, with the third masculine suffix. But I have rejected him. Ma'as means to reject. But I have rejected him, Mimlo, from being king. Here's the call form, notice, of Malach. I rejected him from being king over Israel. All male. PL imperative. Fill karneka, fill your horn with shemen, fill your horn with oil. Notice again how Hebrew operates very often without prepositions. It just attaches two accusatives, and you figure out the relationship between them and the main verb. Basically, that's what's going on. So, fill your horn with oil. It wouldn't be, see, fill oil with your horn, obviously. So, just think of it as an adjunct there. So, fill your horn with oil, the lake. Okay, notice that is a call imperative from Halak. And come on, Eshlachka, come on, I am going to send you from Shalach. So it's a call, imperfect, first common, singular. Okay? Velek Eshlacha. Come on, I'm going to send you to Yeshai, to Jesse, Beit Halach Mi, to Jesse the Benjaminite. I want you to notice that this is Beit, all right, and then Ha plus Lechem. Everybody see Lechem? And then notice you have the Yud at the end. Remember that that's a gentilic. When you want to describe the person by the country that he's from, you very often in Hebrew will use the Yud. So he's from Bethlehem, he's a Bethlehemite. A Canaanite would be Ka'anani, see, from Bethlehem. Just like in English, we use the IAN. He's an American, he's a Mexican, he's a Canadian. Okay, they use the Yud. So, to Jesse, a Bethlehemite, okay, key for Ra'iti, I have seen Bebanav among his sons, a king for me. I've seen a king for me among his sons. Any question through verse 1 about anything? Well, pretty clear? Good. Verse 2. Vayomer Shemuel, then Samuel said, Eik, how, a lake, how can I go, okay, from Halak, how can I go, Veshama Shaul, when Samuel will hear? Okay, how can I go when Samuel will hear, Baharagani? And he will kill me from Harag. Notice the simple call perfects. Both Shema and Harag are call perfect, third masculine singular. So how can I go when Saul will hear and kill me? Well, notice on the map, how would Saul find out? Well, notice Ramah and Gibeah are on the same highway on the way to Bethlehem. And so, you know, if Samuel's traveling through, Saul's going to know. See? And so Samuel basically said, look, he's going to find out and he's going to kill me if he finds out I'm anointed of the king. Alright? Vayomer Yahweh. Then Yahweh said, an eglat bakar. Notice eglat is a calf. Calf of a cow. Okay, so namely, we would just say calf for eglat bakar. Tikach, what's the root? Lakach. Remember, to take or to receive. And here would be a call imperfect. All right. So Yahweh said, a calf you should take, beyadaka, in your hand. Okay. Be'amarta, and say. Okay, so notice that following kind of this imperfect with an imperative force, you have a vav plus perfect, second masculine singular, imperative force. Okay. So Yahweh said, take a calf in your hand and say Lizboach in order to sacrifice. Notice that this is a call infinitive construct plus the preposition lamed for purpose. In order to sacrifice to Yahweh, Bati, I have come. This is from Bo. Call perfect, first common singular. So Yahweh said, take a calf in your hand and say, again to Saul or whoever, I have come in order to sacrifice to Yahweh. So notice the Hebrew word order is a little awkward in English. Okay, any questions through verse 2? Okay, verse 3. Vekarata leYishai ba Zeba. And call. So notice we're following along with verbs that we translate as imperatives. So, take in your hand the calf and say, I have come in order to sacrifice, and call to Jesse. We would probably say, invite Jesse. Bazevach, to the sacrifice. So you invite Jesse to the sacrifice. Ve'anoki and I, Odiaka. What's the root of Odiaka? You guys know it.
Yada.
Yada. Notice that this is a hifil imperfect from Yada. Those first yud verbs, remember, in the derived stems, form their prefix with the O, so you have the first common singular. Instead of to know, I will tell you. I will make known to you. See, Odiaka, I will make known to you that which ta'aseh. What you should do, ta'aseh. Okay? U'mashakta, and anoint for me et asher, whom Omar, whom I will tell you. Okay, so call, so beginning from verse 3. Call to Jesse, I'm sorry, invite Jesse to the sacrifice. Ba. I just want you to look at the preposition he's using here. Alright, and notice that sometimes these meanings overlap, because you will see later he uses lamed, that narrator does. And notice the footnote, some versions have the lamed. So invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will make known to you what you should do. Okay? That is, anoint for me whom I say to you. I'm suggesting that u before mashakta, that vav, is further explanation of what he means previously. I will make known to you what you should do. That is, so now he's going into a little more detail, so it's explanatory. That is, anoint for me whom I will say to you. Okay? And he tells him that because Samuel already knows his overall purpose. He's supposed to anoint the king, and he's supposed to anoint it from one of the sons of Jesse. So now he's supposed to wait for Yahweh to actually point out to him whom he's supposed to anoint. Okay? Everybody with me? Questions? Alright? So far so good. Verse 4. Vayash Shemuel et asher deber Yahweh. So Samuel did from Asa. What Yahweh deber, what Yahweh said. Right, now notice the difference from Samuel and Saul here. He just did what he said. Okay. Vayavo, and he went, and so he went from Bo again to Beit Lechem, to Bethlehem. Okay. Now here's the interesting reaction. Notice this. Vayachardu Zigne Ha'ir Likrato. And they charaded, they trembled. From Karam. This is a call in perfect vav consecutive, third masculine plural. And they trembled. And the subject is Zikne Ha'ir. The elders or the leaders of the city trembled Likrato to meet him. Or you can even translate this, and the elders of the city went trembling to meet him. See, and notice that Likrato is an infinitive construct from kara, an alternate meaning. Kara means to call or to read, but here in the infinitive you'll often see this, it means to meet. So they came trembling to meet him. Okay, why would they do that? Why would they be so afraid of Samuel? Given what you know,
Samuel doesn't always say nice things.
Samuel doesn't always say nice things. He doesn't always do nice things. Remember, he killed Agag right in front of him. And who knows what else he did. See? And they know he's a prophet of God. And what he says happens. What he says happens. So they're scared. Notice fear before the word of the Lord. They knew the word of the Lord was coming. And you think about that. There's a lot of implications for preaching and for teaching on this pericope here. Okay. Now notice, and he said, Shalom Bo'akeka, Bo'eka. And he said, notice they asked him, in peace are you coming? Notice that Bo is a participle, call. I'm sorry, an infinitive construct. Call infinitive construct plus the suffix. So Shalom Bo'eka, are you coming in peace? Okay? That's what they want to know, Shalom. By Yomer, and notice the shalom in peace again kind of parallels what we saw in chapter 15 with the bond, you know, Agag Ma'ado Don knows, he came in bonds. Here, it's a more abstract notion. Have you come in peace? Hebrew just has, have you come shalom, peace. Okay? Vayomer, and he said, shalom. Okay, in peace. So he says, yes, in peace. Lizboah, in order to sacrifice, here's the same construct, infinitive construct called, in order to sacrifice to Yahweh, ba-ti, I have come. So notice he kind of repeats almost exactly what Yahweh told him to say. Okay? Hit kadshu, sanctify yourselves. Get yourselves ready, in other words. Hit pael from kadash. Kadash means to be holy. Here's a hit pael, kind of reflexive. Get yourself ready. Prepare yourself. Sanctify yourself. Okay? U-batem, and come with me. Right, again, a call, second masculine, plural perfect. And come with me, bazeba, to the sacrifice. Okay? Vayek kadesh, and he sanctified, got ready, consecrated Jesse and Etbanav, his sons. Okay? And he yikra lahem, and he invited them. Now notice here's lamed, lazeba, to the sacrifice. So notice the narrator uses lamed, but in the mouth of Yahweh and in the mouth of Samuel, it's bazeba. And again, you see this slippage and overlapping in meanings. It's hard to say that there's any difference in the way we translate those two prepositions there. So just be a little flexible. It's the same thing with El and Al, which we've seen throughout this narrative. They switch around a lot. Okay? Any questions to that point? All right, good. Well, we'll stop here and see what happens next week in the selection of the successor to Saul. Thanks very much for coming, you guys.